Good afternoon. Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is a Wednesday, a little bit warmer out there than what we've been having recently. And the good news is, or maybe we could even say great news is, it looks like we have turned the corner. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, in fact, that may be her calling right now, is Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk. We're going to answer it right on the air. And Congresswoman Fedorchuk, you're on the air with Eric. How are you? I hope it's Julie.
Good afternoon.
Well, I was just talking about the warmer weather. I'm guessing you're in Washington, D.C. today, so you're not enjoying the basking in the 60-degree sunshine in North Dakota. I'm assuming you're not
60
here.
Degrees. Yeah. It was 100 degrees in Washington yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy.
It's been really hot.
Yeah, crazy. So, and the bad news is we were in the 20s again last night in parts of North Dakota.
Wow, 20s.
Yeah, 26.
Yeah, I was home last weekend, and it was plenty chilly. We went from cold to hot in a few hours.
Right. Well, it looks like we've turned the corner, so things will be warming up. Do you get to come back home for Memorial Day weekend, or are you going to be working
plan to. We have to get the Department of Homeland Security budget passed through reconciliation. And so assuming that we're able to get that done, we'll be able to wrap things up and come home, I think, either Friday or hopefully Saturday. But I have some memorial events that I want to participate in Memorial Day.
Oh,
so
okay.
I hope to be back.
Yeah. Can you kind of tell us where you're going to be a little bit? There's a lot of different activities across the state, but are you out in Bismarck? Or are you here in Fargo? Or where are you
I'll be in Fargo. I'm going to be at a Memorial Day service in Fargo. So looking forward to that. Last year I was at the Veterans Cemetery in Bismarck, and that's always a beautiful event. But this time I'm going to be in Fargo.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, a couple of questions. Nothing too hard hitting. We've had lots of things kind of bubbling to the top and hopefully getting closer to the finish line. But I have to ask you, it was exciting to get the House to pass E-15. That's not new news, but I was hoping maybe you could shed a little light when the Senate might take that up. Have you heard anything yet, or did I miss something, or what's going on there?
No, it hasn't been taken up by the Senate yet. They've been dealing with the Homeland Security budget and reconciliation over there. I've had conversations with Senator Hovind, and cautiously optimistic that they can get that done on the Senate side, too. There's some things they need to work through with some members over there who, of course, have concerns in their district, specific district concerns, but cautiously optimistic that we can get that done.
I'll be honest, I was watching you. You did a great job fighting for the E-15 bill that got passed in the House, but I didn't realize it was that tight between everything and the parties on both sides, really. And it'll be an interesting fight, I think, in the Senate, too. Do you think it'll be harder in the Senate than in the House?
I typically think that issue is harder in the House just because it breaks down on a district basis. In the Senate, you have more equal representation among farm states in the Senate.
Okay.
So I think that from that standpoint, it should be a little easier in the Senate. There's, it's a very, very technical challenges on that bill. You've got some, and it all comes down to the refineries. It really isn't an agriculture pro or con against agriculture. It's more on the refining level where, and how the small refineries are treated that ultimately puts people either in full favor or against it.
Okay. I heard one story, and I read a little bit about it, but as it stands right now, it's standalone, but I heard maybe for the Senate that bill might have to be attached to something that might be much more likely to pass. Would that be true, or could it go through on its own?
I've heard that, too. It could be like they need a vehicle for it. Maybe they'll add it to the farm bill itself.
Okay.
Because that's also over in the Senate. So, yeah.
Okay.
However we can get it passed, let's get it done.
Absolutely. Been talking about this for quite a while. Okay, I want to ask you about something that you're probably very familiar with, because Kate just sent out a press release on this, and I have heard of this before, and I'm not planning to have a baby anytime soon, so this probably isn't for me. But I wanted to ask you about the second Trump account sign-up that's going to be held in Fargo, an event. And these are savings account for kids, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Well, this is something we want North Dakotans to know about, and that's why we're making events all over the state, Trump account sign-up events. And we want people to know that if you have a child between January 1st of 2025 and December 31st of 2028, they qualify for a starter savings account with a $1,000 contribution from the federal government. Hmm. Every child, regardless of their, you know, financial situation of their parents, every child qualifies. All you have to do is sign up. And so we're having these Trump account sign-up events. The whole goal of this program is to get people, young people, started saving, and to help them learn about the value of compounding interest, saving from day one of your life, and what a difference that can make. And also, you know, these funds can be used by these children when they turn 18 for things like school expenses, for a down payment on their house, perhaps, if they hold them a little longer. So the whole point is to get people from all walks of life and all backgrounds starting saving from the first day they're born. And we just want to get the word out and help North Dakotans who are having babies get their kids signed up and get a jump start on their American dream.
It is fantastic. Okay, so the event itself is here in Fargo, Tuesday, May 26th from 9 to 9:45. How do people sign up for this, Julie?
So you can go to my website, fedorchak.house.gov, and sign up there for the event. And then all the details of the location and et cetera will be provided.
So somebody that just had like triplets and going, gosh, how am I going to pay for this? They hit the jackpot.
Well, there you go. They get their kids started saving right away.
Yeah, exactly. So that is a really cool thing. And it's with all the world events and everything that's going on out there, there's another one of the great benefits that the Trump administration has put forward. And it's something for everybody. So as long as you had a kid,
absolutely,
you know, a child recently, that's one of the things. Wanted to ask you, and I know this was, I'm not sure who this all involved, but Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins yesterday had a meeting, and I know Senator Hovind was there and others, about the high price of the high cost of fertilizer and high input costs. Anything that you can add, or any kind of movement, or any further discussion on that from your angle?
Well, obviously, we need to do a better job in this country of producing our own fertilizer, so we aren't dependent on any sort of imports or a world market for fertilizer at all. And I think that's something that North Dakota can and should play a role in. You know, recently I was out at Dakota Gasification and toured their urea facility and was surprised how much of the urea needed in North Dakota that facility supplies. I think it's like 65%. I could be getting that number wrong, but that's what rings a bell.
Yep, hopefully we didn't lose her.
Hello?
Good. Now I got you back. We lost you for the last 10 seconds there, so please repeat.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay, great. It just struck me how that facility is providing so much of the urea used, and we could be doing the same thing in other types of fertilizer products. And so let's focus some energy on that and try to solve the problem that way. Longer term, meanwhile, you know, whatever we can do to help our farmers afford their existing fertilizer, well, whether it's through storage facilities, which I included a program to ask the USDA to look into providing loans for storage facilities for fertilizer, or other methods, how can we help our farmers address this issue that's, you know, helping make their economic hardships even more.
Yeah. It's been a hard wake-up call for some, but hopefully the wheels are rolling to kind of be self-sufficient on fertilizer and produce more here.
Absolutely.
All right. Julie, I know you got a big meeting coming up here in a matter of seconds. Anything else before we let you go?
I am just outside of the House. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House's office right now, and heading in for a meeting with him. So always take advantage of that opportunity with leadership to advance our goals. So yep,
absolutely. All right. Well, people,
for those opportunities,
have safe travels back home. I hope you have a nice, stressless Memorial Day weekend. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the near future.
It's always great to catch up with you, Eric, and to have a chance to visit with your listeners.
All right. Thank you so much. That's North Dakota Congresswoman Julie Fedorchak. She is joining us today. It was a chance with just our monthly meeting that we have her on the air, and she addresses questions that I've had addressed to me. And at some point, we'll probably lengthen that out a little bit more to get more questions in there, because I do get a bunch of them. But we've had her on a little bit in recent times. She came on right with us when we got the passage of E15 in the House, what was it, a week or two ago. So we're always grateful for her time. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to head out to Western North Dakota, see what's up out there. And Mr. Savvy is going to join us for Pipers coming up next on Farm Talk.